What's up, everyone, and welcome to What You Gonna Watch. So, I feel like we've been starting quite a bit of episodes out like this. But, anyways, it has been a while since our last episode, but we're back at it again. I do apologize for the break in between. I've been busy with a couple things, but we should be good, you know, to get back on schedule, episode every other day. So, for the return of this episode, we are reviewing Glee. So let's get started. Alright, so on Glee, I am on season 3, episode 20, and there are 6 seasons. So what I'm gonna do is review from season 1 to 3, and then maybe next week or the week after that, depending on when I finish it, then I will review season 4 and 5, since we'll cover 3. And I might like re-go over season 3 just so, you know, memories, you know, yeah. So you don't forget. Anyways, so the first thing that I wanted to say in Glee is this is one of those shows for me anyways. So whenever I first started watching Glee, you know, I watched it, you know, I binge watched it a little bit, you know, and then, you know, I watched it here and then pretty much after that, I, like, haven't watched it for a while. Like, it wasn't until, like, yesterday or something like that, I believe, that I actually started watching it again. So, yeah. Also, this is a musical. Some of you probably know that. I'm sure some of you have watched Glee. Anyways, yeah, this is a musical. And see, there are some shows, you know, you have a love-hate relationship with, you know, it's like, you love the show, but then you just hate it at the same time, you know? And with this show, Glee, it's a great show, but then sometimes they just sing when, you know, it's like, oh, come on, don't sing, you know, and they sing, or it's like, oh, of course they're gonna sing, or it's just, you know, they're just walking down the hallway, you know, like, saying, like, oh, I hate this, and then the next words, music starts playing and they start singing. You know, like in an episode, it was, you know, the brothers, you know, they were having some issues, and, you know, he was saying stuff like, oh, you don't, you know, stop doing this, stop treating me like that, and, you know, and then they just broke onto a song. You know, it's just like, yep, I saw that one coming. You know, sometimes you can see them coming, and sometimes it's just so random you can't see them coming. So yeah, and I don't know why, but I'm pretty sure there are quite a bit of people that don't actually like this show. I know there's people that don't like any show. You know, there's always a show that people are not gonna like. You know, a famous show that some people are not gonna like. I don't know, it just seems like the people, you know, that I see, talk to, and stuff like that don't really like this show, so I don't know. Yeah. Anyways, so let's review season 1 through 3, and we will start with season 1, of course. So season 1 is pretty much whenever Glee gets made, whenever everyone starts joining. So the teacher, instructor, I don't know what you call it, of Glee, his name is Will Schuster, right? And if I'm correct, he was new that year. And so getting people to sign up for Glee was not going so well. You know, a lot of people did not want to sign up for Glee, you know. So, like I said, it's been a while since I've seen Glee, and I'm on season 3. So looking back all the way to season 1, it's a little bit difficult. Of course, you know, I remember, you know, like some things, like one of the Glee members whose name is Finn, right? He was playing on the football team, and I'm pretty sure Will Schuster, I'm just gonna call him Will, pretty sure he caught Finn singing in the showers after a football practice or something like that, and he told him, you know, hey, you should join Glee, you know, you're really good at singing and blah 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 blah. But, you know, he was on the football team, so, you know, it was, you know, so it didn't really go so well. He said no, of course. I'm pretty sure, but eventually he, you know, went to just, like, try it out and see what it was. And he did end up liking it, you know, and being a football team and being on the Glee team, you know, once the football team found out, they did not like it at all, it got to the point where eventually he had to decide between Glee and football, and ladies and gentlemen, he chose Glee. So, yeah. Also, I'm pretty sure season one's when, like, everyone started joining in season one, you know. There were two cheerleaders, I think, a former football player, and some other kids. Anyways, the names of the people in the Glee Club are Rachel, Finn, Artie, Kurt, Mercedes, Tina, Puck, and Quinn. So, I'm pretty sure in season one, Finn and Quinn were dating, right? And Puck, Quinn was cheating on Finn with Puck and got pregnant with his baby. And she said that it was Finn's baby. And, you know, they were all happy and excited. And, you know, Quinn felt a little guilty, you know, but also Quinn and Finn rhymes. Yeah, anyways, they're, like, the two most popular kids in school. And, you know, Finn's just a little dumb, you know. Yeah, anyways, you know, which is, yeah. So, yeah, and also Rachel, let's say she wasn't really the friendliest person, you know, so, yeah. Anyways, actually that's further into story, so I'll get to that a little bit later. But, so, Finn, of course, eventually found out that, he was not the child of the baby, and, you know, of course, he was really upset, you know. By the way, the reason I mentioned Rachel is because, you know, she doesn't know her mom, she has two dads, right? And, I don't know if he'll, I don't think it was in season one, but either way, in whatever season it was, I am pretty sure she either went to a different school, I don't think so, or someone from the other school came there who was not actually going there and it was evil, blah, 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 blah. They ended up dating and stuff like that. And, yeah, while he was going to a different school, his choir instructor, whose name I don't know, was actually Rachel's mother, who Rachel, of course, did not know that. And, Rachel's mother told the guy she was dating, whose name I don't know, to, you know, give her a note, tell her, call this number and stuff like that. And the reason that her mother hasn't reached out to her is because of some contract she signed and stuff like that. So, yeah. But eventually, the moral of the story, Quinn ended up giving her baby to Rachel's mom. So, yeah. Rachel now has a little baby sister, who I actually, in season three, you know, well, pretty much once she gives the baby away, you really don't see the baby at all. Pretty much, you may see it like one or two times, I think, if even. So, yeah. But the main summary for season one, I would probably say is, here we go. The Glee Club holds a bake sale to raise money for a wheelchair accessible bus, so they can go to nationals. I believe it's nationals, and Artie is in a wheelchair, and you know, they don't really have a wheelchair bus, so they try to, you know, hold a bake sale so they can get enough money so that way Artie doesn't have to ride in a separate van and he can go with everyone in the bus. So yeah. Oh, it was sectionals. My bad, not national sectionals. Anyways, meanwhile, Kurt and Rachel compete for solo performances, you know, because they're both good singers, so I guess everyone there is good singers, but I don't know if they're one of the best, but I guess so. Either way, you know, they're competing for a solo, you know, and Artie and Tina, another member of the Glee Club, go on a date. So that is pretty much the summary of season one. And now moving on to season 2. Okay, first, I'm just going to read the summary for season 2. Finn and Rachel tried to find new recruits for New Directions, which is what they called themselves. You know, instead of just Glee Club, it's New Directions. Anyways, but Rachel feels threatened by the talent of her recruit, Sunshine, who's a guest star on the TV show, I guess, an exchange student from the Philippines. Quinn replaces Santana as head of the Cheerios. Finn is kicked off the football team, and Tina and Mike, Also, Will Schuster, you know, the guy I told you about who's, like, you know, leader of the Glee Club, he had a wife whose name was Terry, and there's a guidance counselor at the school, and you know what happened, you know, boy and a girl who worked together at the same building. Anyways, so they ended up, Will and Terry ended up getting divorced. And the season I'm in now, which I don't know if I even say it later, so I'm just going to say now, they are getting married. So yeah, as well, spoiler alert, two other people are also getting married. It's the students, not any of the teachers. So yeah, can you guess who it is? Yeah, I'll give you a list of the couples and you could guess. So the two couples that we have right now are, of course, you know, whenever Finn found out that the baby was his and blah, 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 they end up breaking up. So Finn and Quinn are no longer together. It is now Finn and Rachel. There is, there's another couple too. As you know, in season one, the summary was that Artie and Tina, I believe her name was, went on a date. But Tina and them, you know, aren't dating or anything. So, yeah. Anyways, and so it's Tina and someone else. I can't remember his name. I'm sorry. And then there's also Santana and Brittany. I believe those are it. I am pretty sure, but I don't know. Anyways, moving on. So in season 2, the Glee Club closes with Light Up the World and receives a standing ovation. I don't know if it was the semifinals. I don't know what it was. I'm sorry. But either way, they end up with Light Up the World and receives a standing ovation right at the end. I'm pretty sure this was before or, like, I don't know. They like, both liked each other, but I'm not sure if they're actually together. But at the end of their performance, guess what happens? Finn and Rachel kiss at the end of the show, you know, in front of everyone. And so Jesse St. James, which is Rachel's ex-boyfriend, you know, the one who was working with her mother, anyways, confronts Finn after the performance and asserts that the unprofessional kiss will cost them the championship, which, if I'm correct, it does not. Anyways, sorry for making this episode so long. But last but not least, we have season 3. If I'm correct, also, so far, season 1 through 3 have 22 episodes. I'm also on season 3, episode 20. So I have, like, 2 more episodes until I'm on season 4. So, yeah. But anyways, what happens in season 3 of Glee? The series focuses on a high school Glee club called the New Directions, set within the fictional Willie McKinley High School in Lima, Ohio. Season 3 follows Glee Club through the sectional, regional, and national show choir competitions, and during nationals, they finally take home the winning prize. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that is right. They do win in season 3. So, yeah. Also, season 1, season 2, or season 3, I can't remember what it was, but Quinn ended up quitting Glee Club. But, you know, of course, she ended up joining again, you know. Okay, so, in season 3, Kurt is apparently mad at Rachel, right? And here's why. So, Kurt purposely sabotages, keep this in mind, Kurt is gay, okay? Kurt purposely sabotages Rachel by giving her a bad makeover in order to ruin her chances with Finn. She says that she has a better chance of dating Finn because she's a girl. So for you, for those of you who don't understand, Kurt did like Finn, I believe. So yeah, and you know, of course, Rachel. I'm pretty sure Rachel and Kurt ended up being like best friends, but Rachel told Kurt about it, and you know, Kurt gave Rachel a makeover. You know, and it turned up being the worst. Yeah. Moral of the story. This also happens in season 1 through 3. I'm pretty sure it's either season 3 or like the end of season 2. Kurt's dad and Finn's mom get married, which makes them half siblings. So, yeah. Also, this might have been at the end of season 2. Sam and Mercedes, two people in Glee Club, end up dating. I'm pretty sure it's like for the summer or something like that. And then when they come back, you know, they break up. You know, Mercedes like, oh, it was just for the summer. Something for the summer. You know, that was it. Spoiler alert, they do end up dating, I believe. Alright guys, so that is going to wrap it up. So the last thing that we have to do is read the description of Glee. Not season 1, not season 2, not season 3, the whole description. So here we go. Optimistic teacher Willow Schuster heads up McKinley's High School Glee Club. New directions. A place where ambitious and talented students can find strength, acceptance, and their voice. As students find themselves, they also enjoy respite from the harsh realities of life. Mr. Schuster hopes to help the kids in every way he can, and also dreams of taking the group to nationals. As Schuster and the Glee Club pursue their goal, they face opposition from a convincing cheerleader coach, Sue Sylvester, who tries to sabotage the group at every turn. At one point, she even has people working for her, Mercedes and Kurt. She has them as spies, you know, spying on them. And she also has the two cheerleaders that are in Glee Club spying on her, Santana and Brittany, spying on them as well. You know, of course, you know, the cheerleaders at the time, like, did not really like Glee Club. And, you know, they became the spies, and so they joined Glee Club, you know, so they could become spies. And, of course, you know, they ended up liking Glee Club. So, you know, yeah. Anyways, one more announcement before you guys go. So, I do have a website. Of course, you already know that, wgwcast.wordpress.com or something like that. Anyways, I decided to make a new website with an actual domain. So, if you go to tanasiame.com, that's TANASIAME.com, you will find things there. You know, things, certain blogs, you know. Most likely won't be about TV shows, you know, but there will be a section for all of you guys listening right now, just for you guys. So, yeah, if you guys want to check it out, it's still in the making. But if you guys would like to check it out, then go for it. I hope you enjoyed this about 20-minute episode, which may be my longest episode yet. It's only 18 minutes and 30 seconds now. But either way, guys, I know it's been a long time since, not a long time, but it's been a while since I posted, and this guy's just gonna get regular, and you are probably tired of hearing me now, you know, since a lot of gibberish, and I just spoke for the last, like, 19 minutes. So, I'm going to give your brain a break. I'm gonna give you a break, and I'm gonna say goodbye, and I'm gonna say that today is the 26th, and I will see you on the, or I will, you will, another episode will be out on the 28th. So, I hope to see all of you guys soon. And just so I know, there are sponsor things. So, if you guys would like to donate to help upgrade the stream, to help upgrade this podcast, make it better equipment, you know, bigger platforms, you know, that would be great. You know, I'm pretty sure it starts at like $99 a month, a dollar a month, just something like that. You know, you could do custom, you know, whatever you guys like. It's all up to you. I'd really appreciate it. And for once, thank you guys so much for listening. And I will catch you next time. For real. Actually, this time. Bye.